Hello and welcome to 4Play All Day, the gaming podcast that's hosted by four passionate gamers. Well, three passionate gamers. I'm Guy.
I'm Dylan.
I thought this was about 4Play.
Like, you're in the wrong meeting.
I'm a virgin.
It is.
I thought I was going to learn the art of making love.
We're doing quietly. We're
just easier and gently than video games.
I'm Flash.
And there's Flash. How's everyone doing? Everyone all right?
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Let's start with you, Flash. What have you been playing this week?
I bought a new game, Surviving Mars. Ever played it?
Heard of it. I've seen it. I haven't played it.
It's a city builder, so a bit like Sims.
Sweet. More like Sim City
rather than Sims. Obviously, Sims, you interact with the people. Mm. This is more like building structures. The basis of the game is quite a difficult learning curve at first. Although you have a tutorial, I had to go watch some beginner videos because it's a bit.
Lots to take in.
But it's really good so far. So the base of the game is you land on Mars. So it's actually a photographic image of Mars, I believe.
Oh, sweet.
And like a real scan sort of it.
Yeah. Wow. And it's randomly generated, basically, when you land on the planet. So you choose a place to land a rocket. You've then got some drones, and you've then got kind of try and build
colony,
everything, in preparation to bring people from Earth to live there and work there.
Yeah.
So you've got to build like water supplies, concrete supplies, build buildings. As with any sort of city builder, there's natural disasters that can happen, so like dust storms, comets can land as well, like meteor showers. But so far, I've not really got a great deal into it because I think I'm going to start again because I'm just like.
That's probably the best way to get learn everything.
It already has my attention. I'm like, oh man,
yeah, another building game.
Yeah, I love building games.
It is one of those games you could sink hours into. Mm. It's so much fun. And the sort of thought behind it and all the sort of things you can do. So when you bring people to the planet, you can choose what type of people you want. So you can have like alcoholics, you can have like lazy people. You can say like, no, I don't want any old people. Get them out. No, I don't want children. They're just going to be no use to me. People, like, one of the challenges is you've got to like have a first child born on Mars and stuff like that. So you can bring like scientists over, so you just have them working in a lab. You can have people working in the mines.
You get Matt Damon.
I don't know if you get Matt Damon.
Because he was really good. He was a Martian, wasn't he? He was very good.
Or you could have George Clooney, because he was in Gravity, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He didn't go to Mars.
He didn't go to Mars. He fucked up quite a lot, actually. Yeah. I wouldn't go for George Clooney.
No, I probably wouldn't either.
Can I be Superman?
I don't think the planet Krypton's there.
It's not really near Mars.
No.
Well, it's near Earth, though, where Superman was.
You could probably have Jared Leto. He's only about 30 seconds away from Mars.
Look what he did there. Motherfucker.
But no, honestly, if you like city building, should you play City Skylines?
Yeah.
If you like that, definitely try this game. It's got loads, I think it's got quite a few DLC to it as well. I've not even looked at the DLC.
I love any games where you get to build.
It's such a chill game as well, I suppose, when you've had a smoke.
You
could sit there like, usually like if my wife's gone to bed and I'm like, oh, if I play PES, I'm going to be a bit loud. These other games
are raging.
Yeah, you can just play this game and it just, hours would just pass by and you'd be like, shit, I'm still playing this game.
Yeah. It sounds great.
Can you cut off the people's hair? Yeah. Then you get Arnold Schwarzenegger. Give me
I was hoping for a woman with three tits.
Yes, that's where my mind went straight
away. That's kind
of
what it's like, and you're building that sort of thing.
I'd imagine it would be. And you can cut off the oxygen, and it'll be like...
Trains everywhere and stuff on it to join the colonies.
Can you do that? Can you shut off the air?
Yeah, you can cut off the oxygen.
You need to do that, get a load of people and then cut off the
oxygen.
You
just want to be a prick.
Do it.
Do it. Never die.
Like these people are getting so old, just turn the
But make sure you don't die, make sure you get to that chopper. See what I did there? Woo! Yes, mate!
So I'm playing a bit of PES here and there as well, as I do, playing a bit of Master League.
Yeah.
I've also been playing Octopath Traveler, so I'm over 60 hours in now.
Bloody hours still going, man.
Yeah, I've probably still got about another 60 hours. Nice. But I'm adamant that I'm going to...
You gotta finish up.
Not play any other game until I've like sort of seen this through. So I've been playing Dragon Quest Builders.
I was gonna say, well, that's a fucking lie. You just said we've been playing Surviving Mars.
In between as well, so we're going back to that a bit as well. And then Starlink shipped out today. So that's coming this week.
Nice.
And it got good reviews, so it's meant to be the Star Fox game they've wanted since Lilac Wars on the N64.
Right.
So that's coming this week. And then Dark Souls Remastered comes out this week.
I'm glad you're going to be that's playing that because there's so many other games that are coming out, like Red Dead Redemption, mm-hmm. for example. Yep. I feel like Darksiders, when I was chatting to Samson, he was like, oh, Darksiders is going to get missed. Like, yeah. People are going to forget about that one just because of this Red Dead that comes out and something else. Spyro the Dragon, maybe.
It'll drop in price as well, which is...
Decent. Yeah.
Always will be. So, yeah, I've been playing mostly Octopath Traveler. I absolutely just plough hours into that game.
Mm. Cool.
Like I say, if you're into Final Fantasy, like especially old school Final Fantasy...
Oh, you say that, I saw...
This game will hook you in and that's it.
I saw one on sale... upstairs at the moment on the PlayStation sales store, you've got Final Fantasy Worlds, which is the one that you can go from like normal to you can shrink them down.
World
to
of
like,
Final Fantasy, it was on the
yeah,
Vita.
The World of Final Fantasy. Sorry, that's it.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember playing the and demo
I was like,
of that.
I did.
The Vita
and I was like, oh, this is actually quite cool. Yeah. And then now it's like £20, so it's quite tempting to get that. Mm. But when Red Dead next week, so. There's no chance
it's never gonna happen,
and I got Spider-Man 3 and
you'd always put it in the backlog.
Oh, fuck, there's too many games
I see
in my
games
backlog.
On sale and I'm like I'll buy it and I'll play it later.
Got a load of games sitting there not being played.
So what you've been playing and do you finished, Ash?
I'm done, man. Yeah.
Shit. Well, for our conversation last week about WWE,
how you getting over that?
Oh, fuck, it's such a good game. They've literally ironed out all the creases of like the previous games and they've made it It's not perfect, but they tried to make it really good.
When I was doing my little read up on it, they were saying about it being sluggish. Is it like that?
No more than a normal WWE game. It's less than. The last one I played was 15, and it's better than that.
Right.
I think, but yeah, I mean, it's a wrestling game. They're always a little bit disjointed. You know, you always find yourself.
Yeah. Did they make it a bit faster?
Ropes and stuff.
They made it a little bit faster.
Depends what you're doing. Like, I mean, yeah, it's probably maybe slightly faster than that.
That's cool.
But it's still the same sort of, you know, basic countering system.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you fight until you get countered and then they do it and then you build up a finisher and...
Tell me what the creation mode's like.
Oh, the creation mode's amazing. We said last week about the thing with Braun Strowman.
Yeah.
That's like literally right at the beginning of the game.
Yeah.
So, you get a tryout for Raw straight away against Braun Strowman, and like I don't know if it's fixed or anything, but you can't do anything in the fight whatsoever.
Oh, really?
You don't even get an option to counter or something. He just literally picks you up, slams you on the cage, then picks you up, does his running power slam, and that's it.
Oh.
And Triple H is like, yeah, well, you still impressed me. You went toe-to-toe with him for like, you know, 30 seconds. He gives you a contract for Raw.
Oh, nice.
And then you like, you're on this little video and you start saying like just shit like slagging off NXT, and then some guy attacks you. And then Triple H sees this video and he fucking takes your contract away.
Oh,
so you have to go back on the indies and you start like back a few matches.
Shit.
Fighting this same guy. I think he's like called like Black Old Cole or something like that.
Oh, right.
And then you go through the indie. You go through the indie bit and you have to do like a steel cage match and stuff, but like real rusty old steel cage.
Yeah.
And they call it like the scrap trap or something like that. Right. It's like real shit.
That's cool.
You win a couple of them fights and then I got my contract for SmackDown on Friday. It's wicked. You get to see like Daniel Bryan and that. You talk with him and stuff.
Cool.
And last night I had a match with Bobby Roode. I won the United States title.
Oh, well done, mate.
So I'm current champion. I've defended it 3 times as well.
Sweet. So you're doing really well.
Yeah. It's fucking awesome. My character looks pretty much like me.
How long did you spend creating yourself? Is there more faces now?
Not really. I mean, there's about maybe like 30 or 40 faces.
You can't adjust the eyes individually.
Well, you can because like you have the basic face.
Yeah.
And then over time when you get like the currency, you can buy new things, so you can buy like new eyebrows and like
so start out as John Cena basically.
Just a John Cena face
and then just generic.
You have a choice of like 30 different hairstyles and stuff like that, but then that ups and then you can buy more gear and stuff, so you can over time it'll get more and more.
That's quite
even
cool,
looking
though.
At you're going more mental, whatever you want to do,
because that gives you the feeling of like the older wrestling games when you would play it to unlock stuff.
That's
fun,
and you can unlock whatever you want as long as you've got enough credits for it. So when you play single games, if you have a good match, so like you'll get a star rating out of 5.
Alright,
so if you've like used your finishers, signature moves, a variation of moves, you get higher star rating, then you get points for that.
Cool.
And then those points you can buy shit with.
Sweet, yeah, that's well good.
Yeah, it's fucking wicked.
I just want to look like Jeff Hardy.
I probably spent more time doing my entrance than I did my character, because there's about 50, maybe like 150 bits of music to choose.
Oh,
and
amazing.
I'm really fussy.
Yeah, me too.
I don't want it to sound metally, I want it to sound cool, but there's loads of shit ones. It's a medley tune. It's pretty cool. Like, it's not an actual real song or anything.
Oh, okay. It's not like a wrestler's theme.
No, no, there's something they've
but
got.
But they did
have,
use
the rest of the ones
Post
as well.
Malone and all that lot. It said they were using real artists. Eminem.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you have, it. Like, I don't know if it's in the actual, to come out by, but the menu music, and that is a whole.
I did think that
there's like Rancid on there, loads of
I swear
tracks.
you used to be able to use those ones.
You quite possibly can
on the entrance,
but they might be locked, because what you do is like you scroll through them like using the shoulder buttons, and it tells you which ones you can use.
Okay.
Or you can go to like A to Z and they're like all locked.
Maybe you can unlock more.
Yeah So I imagine you can unlock all the characters and that.
Cool.
Got Ronda Rousey and Rey Mysterio with it as well.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
as the characters. That's good.
Cool.
Yeah, it's just a wicked game. I did try the Daniel Bryan showcase as well, which is actually pretty
you
hard.
You just play the games that matches that he's
that's
done.
Right, yeah. You like start off as him in like 2003, and he's actually there in like a video doing a documentary.
Oh, wicked.
And then you play the matches he's talking about. And yeah,
oh, that's cool.
I don't know if you played it before. You have to do like the little unlocks.
So I think I've done something with like John Cena.
Yeah, so you'd have to like so throw someone in the corner and then get hit at the right time, and then it triggers a little like cutscene.
Rings bells. I think I've done like WrestleMania stuff with like
Shawn
Michaels and different characters, different wrestlers.
It was Shawn Michaels. I can't remember the.
There was loads of different ones you had to do.
Yeah, and there was Cena and CM Punk, I think, wasn't it?
I think that was really good. Probably 15. Yeah,
15. But yeah, that's pretty hard at the moment. I'm stuck on a match. I've got to beat the Miz. I've done all the. I think there's like 10 things you've got to do in this match. I've done all them, but then you've got to win by doing a yes lock with Daniel Bryan, and it's fucking well hard.
Because
you have to build it up at the right time, but not let them get their finisher built up, and then you've got to hit the. It's like a weird. Finisher move. What's it called? Trigger finisher move, I think it is. So you do it at a certain time, and then you have to get into the submission rather than actually doing your finishing move, which is a running knee.
Oh, damn. Hard work.
Yeah. So that's about where I'm stuck on that. But other than that, been playing a bit of single player as well, trying out the Hell in the Cell matches and the cage matches and all sorts.
Yeah.
It's wicked.
Sweet.
That's pretty much what I've been playing this week. I've been playing Rocket League a little bit with Corey, and also Broforce as well. I've been continuing on with that a bit.
It's a good game, right?
Yeah, bloody amazing.
I had another little go on Broforce myself just to get back into the swing of things. And
we should do it on
really,
multiplayer, definitely.
It is
at some
fun.
It's well addicted.
But it didn't, I have to upload my save game, so I've got everything.
I got a Brochetti.
Oh,
yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, he just literally throws loads of machetes over and over. Yeah.
I just went mad when I was the bro in black. And I was just literally going, bam, 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 blowing everything up. And then my mate got crushed by one of the falling ones. I was like, sorry, man, I can't even see them right now. All I'm seeing is explosions and blood everywhere. It's great.
Terminator's got he's got the minigun, hasn't he?
Yeah.
But he forces him back.
It's especially, he turns like invincible for a second as well, doesn't
he? Yeah, and he turns into a robot,
like,
doesn't he?
All actual like silver metal.
Yeah, that's a cool one.
Yeah, it's wicked.
Sweet. So, shall I tell you what I've been playing?
Is it Ark?
Yeah.
Yeah, tell us about it.
Well, I'm nearly at the boss fight stage. Yeah, pretty much. I'm pretty fucking tough. Like, the weapons and stuff that I've got now. I'm running up to things and just chopping it up with a sword. Although, not alphas. We've killed a few alphas. We've got near...
Just betas.
Just betas. No, we've got about 15, 16 rexes now. We're close to the mark where we can take them all to fight a boss, which is a giant spider I showed you earlier.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first one. It's called Broodmother or something. And then there'll be two other bosses that we have to try and defeat. One's a dragon, I think, and one is a gorilla, if I remember rightly. Don't know, because I've never fought any other bosses. So it's going to be quite cool. We killed the Quetz, though, which is a giant bird that transports everything around. We were trying to tame this other thing, like a Uteranus or whatever it's called. A Uteranus. It's all furry, and when it roars, it buffs the dinosaurs' damage and damage resistance by 25%. So we're looking down from the Quetzal, shooting down at this thing, and then all of a sudden the Quetzal just passes out. I think it's taken a few of the shots, but me and Samson didn't know who done it. So the bird falls asleep and drops us right next to these pack of healing pigs. They're called Deodons or something. And when one's taking damage, the other one heals it. And vice versa. And there was a pack of them, which means they're fucking impossible to kill because they're
all.
As soon
as you hit one, the other one heals it.
I didn't realise this, and I was like, "You fucks!" And I started smashing them with my sword, and they didn't do any damage. They killed me, but in the process, I also killed the Quetzal when I was chopping them. I was asleep, so I was like, "Fuck!" had to fly back over. Samson stayed alive. I don't know how. There was an Alpha Raptor there and an Alpha Carno as well. He stayed alive. I quickly flew back over with his bird and my bird. And
how do you put feel it about that? Like,
I didn't mind. He was helping me get my bag back. So I got my loot. And yeah, then we fucked off. But I now owe everyone a Quetzal because I killed it. So yeah, that's that. I won't go on any more really about that. It's still good fun. Spider-Man, I've been doing loads more on Spider-Man. I haven't really I haven't really done much more of the story because I've been concentrating on just getting the side stuff done as and when it comes up. So there's a lot of different crimes that happen. There'll be up to about 5 crimes in each section of the map. So each time one of them comes up, I'm either chasing down a car or I'm stopping a robbery or I'm trying to save people from cars that are trapped and need help. Then there's like a Harry Osborn's research thing. So they're scattered around everywhere. One's like you have to swing and collect samples of this pollution in the air. So you have to make sure you swing right through the clouds to get it all.
To catch pollution?
Yeah, you have to get samples.
Right.
Yeah.
So you've got like a little jar or something. Like
I guess so.
Maybe catches farts from people on the street.
That's mad.
That's my little jar. There's another one where I had to make sure I went fast enough before I released this gas out. I don't know what that was about. I just tend to skip everything. I'm like, fuck, I don't want to listen. I just want to play.
Drones.
Yeah, I do. Not with the side stuff. I just want to get on with it. Yeah, I've got a few more suits as well, which is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Like they all have different abilities and that as well. Don't want to go and spoil it too much.
So. You've got the denim jacket one?
Yeah.
Yeah, has it got spikes?
Yeah, he's a rocker.
Yeah, that's the one I've seen in the promo stuff.
Yeah, his ability is basically just pulls out a guitar and he rocks it and it sends his shockwave out. It's like, bam! Just
pulls out a guitar?
Just nowhere. Yeah, he just pulls
it
out.
Not very realistic,
bam!
Is it?
And it just knocks everyone over. Okay. Knocks them all back. It's pretty cool.
I mean, it would do that, but that's not very realistic.
Yeah, yeah.
Where'd you get it from?
I don't know. The web.
Yeah.
Oh, silly.
Just download it.
Because he's Spider-Man, you see.
Yeah, I get it.
Loving that. Love webbing around and fucking...
Apparently the travelling bit is probably like the best bit in the game.
It's so good. It's just really nice. It flows really well and you can... If you're like thinking, shit, I've got no building to web onto, wait for a little marker to come up. You press L2, R2... He literally zips straight into that, and then you press X to jump off of it with some force, and you then get a good swing. And, be able to get around.
How big is the map?
It's huge, yeah. It takes ages.
I mean, in game scale, like Far Cry, you know, Witcher, what sort of size are we talking? Because there's quite a lot of travelling around.
But I'd say because it moves quite quickly, it's more like a Grand Theft Auto size map. Maybe slightly smaller, maybe.
Yeah,
but that's quite big.
That's still pretty big.
Yeah. I wouldn't say it was as big as Far Cry 5.
No.
But it's hard because he moves around so quickly with the web. You can get from one side to the other. I don't know. It'd probably take you a couple of minutes.
Oh, really? Wow.
Just surf.
Eh?
Just surf.
Just surf the web.
Surf the web. Here we go. Also... I don't think I've been playing anything else on PlayStation.
Tell us about the rock game you're playing, just quickly.
There was Black Metal, which was a sale one. Basically, if you like metal music, it will give you this guitar metal riffs and you're just a rocker running and jumping gaps.
Is that on app sales?
It was on app sales, yeah. I think it usually costs money. But if you're on Android, it's free for the time being. And also, another one, Guitar Band, which is like... A Guitar Hero. Just listen to this. It'll play a song. It's like the song, but it won't be called the same. So this is an Arctic Monkeys one, but they changed the notes, so it's not identical to it.
It's pretty clever.
Do you know the song?
Yeah, I know what the song is, yeah. It's got a couple of little bing-bing-bing, isn't it?
So, I'm trying to think. It's the title of some of the songs, like, you got Eye of the Tiger, right? Mm-hmm. It's not Eye of the Tiger, it's the Eye of the Lion. You've also got... You've got Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that, though. It's Smells Like Young Soul.
Can we hear that?
One sec.
Bumblebee, Bumblebee, Bumblebee.
Right,
that's definitely in it.
Do I get a choice of songs? I think if I go play. No, it gives you a choice of playing offline, actually. You play offline. Right, No Talking About Hate. Won't You Gonna Be His Girl? Oh my god. Are You Gonna Go That Way? Restfully Numb. Healing in the Name. Learn to Dive. That's Foo Fighters.
Yeah, well, that's fine. Terrible. Yeah.
Are You There? Which Six Country Army. What was the one that made me laugh? It was Metallica's song. You know, Nothing Else Matters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not. This is called Everything Else Matters.
Okay.
Is it going to play it? Similar.
Yeah. It's like they just rearrange the notes.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Bohemian prosody.
Sounds like a Christmas song.
What's My Date Again?
Oh, that'd be good.
It is the same, isn't it?
Close.
Yeah, very close. Now I'm just imagining Jim running.
And the last one, Smells Like Young Soul. Isn't it?
All I can think of is Diamond Dallas Page.
Yeah.
This is entrance music.
Oh, Freeway to Hell. Everyone's heard that classic.
Sounds like Mick Foley.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's...
Bit of SummerSlam, bit of Mr. McMahon.
That's been quite amusing to play that as well.
That's actually pretty entertaining, not gonna lie. Yeah, I could just listen to that just for.
I was just playing online. You just get matched against people that are like the same level of you. I haven't lost.
I'm god tier.
I haven't lost the game yet. I got 100% on one of the songs. Wow. Every other song, it was like 99. Whatever it was.
But
wow. It was pretty good.
You're
done
expert.
So well. I used to play expert guitar hero. The guitar. It was pretty cool. Yeah, so today's topic is Call of Duty Black Ops 4.
Black Ops Down.
No, Black Ops, anyone own it?
Not yet.
No. I've got a £5 off voucher until the 18th.
Ooh.
But right. I think it's like 50 quid in Tesco, so it's only going to make it 45 quid.
Tesco's or is it? Yeah.
It's going to make 43 quid.
Mm.
I'm tempted.
Yeah.
And also in Tesco's, if you see they've got a big display and you can buy Black Ops socks, key rings, fucking wallets, everything.
Jesus Christ.
Big display.
Can I buy a Bowie knife?
I don't think so.
Crossbow?
Automatic weapon.
Yeah. Any of that?
Nah.
Shoe polish?
No. This is shit. That's on another aisle.
Yeah.
It's
official Black Ops shoe polish.
Just put on your face, in your shoes.
I'm there like...
I want some tobacco.
Oh, I've got the wrong one. Yeah. Fucking got...
Chewing tobacco.
Pledge.
Yeah. Just trying to scan the front of the four lines. It's not working.
Just fucking stupid
self-service.
So I made a few notes up on this game then, and then we can all discuss it at the same time.
Yeah,
right. Like we did last week. So, Call of Duty Black Ops 4, stylized as Call of Duty Black Ops 4, is a multiplayer first-person shooter developed by Treyarch and published by Activision. It was released worldwide on October the 12th, 2018, mm-hmm. for Windows, PlayStation 4, and Xbox One, and it's the sequel to the 2015 game Call of Duty Black Ops 3. And this is the fifth entry in the Black Ops sub-series, as well as the 15th main installment in the Call of Duty series overall.
Wow.
I used to always buy them when they pretty much came out. But
everybody did.
I just find myself playing them for a little while with like loads of people online, and then I get bored of it. I want to move on to something else. I do it with every single Call of Duty.
Yeah, World War 2 is probably the most recent one I've actually stuck at and played through the campaign, played it online, you know, bit of zombies, everything.
Yeah,
other than that, yeah, like you say, do the campaign, it's like 4 hours.
Fucking. And this one obviously doesn't have the campaign, so which is kind of sad.
Selling point is Battle Royale.
It is.
It's a unique selling point. It's like every fucking game has got Battle Royale, so very unique.
Black Ops 4 is the first Call of Duty title without a traditional single player campaign mode, believe it or not. I know that's a surprise to you all. Instead, it features a solo missions mode, which focuses on the backstories of the game's multiplayer characters, known as specialists. The missions take place between Black Ops 2 and 3. Chronologically, some of the specialists also carried over from Black Ops 3. The multiplayer mode is the first in its series to not feature automatic health regeneration and introduces both a predictive recoil and a new ballistic system. The game includes 3 zombies map on release day, 4 if a special edition of the game or the Black Ops Pass is purchased. The locations of the map include the RMS Titanic and an arena in ancient Rome and Alcatraz Federal Penitentiary.
Wait, you said there's a level on the Titanic?
Yeah.
Underwater?
The location of the map. It's fucking cold down there as well. So
they're all in submarines.
Bring some heaters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, DiCaprio's down there still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big Rose. There was room for two on that.
She said, let me go.
Had a lot hinging on that. Door.
Yeah. It's just funny, mate.
Sorry, man.
Sorry.
Wow. When one door closes.
Yeah.
That tumble me.
So, yeah, the game also introduces a Battle Royale mode called Blackout, which features up to 100 players in each match. But when I looked at this, it's only up to 80 at the moment, I think.
Oh, yeah, so that's a fucking lie.
Yeah, I know, bastards.
Knock a quid off that.
Titles can be used as the player's character model in the mode as well. So development for the game started shortly after the release of Black Ops 3. Treyarch chose not to create a campaign mode of the game at the beginning of development, instead putting all their focus on the multiplayer aspect. They cited an increased interest for multiplayer and a lack of time spent by the player based on the campaign mode as reasons why they shifted their focus.
Because the Black Ops 3 campaign was really shit.
Yeah.
That's why no one spent any time on it. I couldn't even get through it. That's the only one I haven't completed.
It's
just so boring.
I think when I purchased the game, there was a problem because every time I got to a certain bit on like the second mission, it would crash.
Oh, really?
And then it would save it corrupted every time. And then it meant I had to restart it back from the beginning. So I never got off.
I wouldn't bother anyway.
After that. No.
Breach a door. Run a bit. Breach another door. That's the game.
Oh,
it's shit.
That sounds, boring. Black Ops 4 utilises Blizzard's Battle.net platform for the Windows version instead of Steam, the first game in the series to do so, which makes sense because I play Hearthstone on my phone every single day. There's a lad that I know I've got on my PlayStation called Jack, and it just keeps coming up like Jack is logged in, and I'm like, oh, he's on Hearthstone. And then I click on his name and it's like, oh, he's playing Black Ops 4. It's the first time I've seen like a Black Ops thing come up on my phone when I'm playing a card game. It's weird.
Yeah.
teasing of the game began in March 2018 with a full reveal taking place later in May. 2 betas were held for the game, one for the multiplayer in August and one for the Blackout in September. The release date was moved up to October instead of the series' usual November in an attempt to avoid coinciding with the release of other high-profile games.
Red Dead.
Yeah. You played the beta, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
Yeah,
I played the multiplayer.
You didn't try Blackout then?
No, I did not.
What was the multiplayer like?
It's good, yeah.
We spoke about it briefly.
Yeah, because I was playing World War II at the time, and it's pretty different because it's so fast. You know, you got a lot more moves. Also, I said about you can shoot underwater as well, which I don't know if that's been done in a Call of Duty game, but that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I can't remember myself.
It's very, very
bright. I don't remember that being a thing, shooting underwater. No. Like maybe stabbing.
Yeah. But yeah, you can actually fire your guns underwater and stuff and reload and everything.
Cool.
But yeah, it was pretty good multiplayer. good sound effects. Remember them really, really loud and really good on the headphones. Yeah, that's it. That's a grenade.
Oh, that's so good.
And then the
that's when you jump into the water.
Dugga, amazing. Bullet going past you. Shoo!
Oh!
Yeah, it was just the guy off whose lines anyway.
Or the guy from
Police Academy.
Yeah,
there's a tank.
Boom!
Oh shit! That was big.
Yeah.
Man down! I need a medic! pre-release reception of the game was mixed. Fans of the series expressed disappointment at the game's lack of campaign mode. The Black Ops Pass, the season pass that distributes downloadable content, also received heavy backlash due to the map packs only being made available through the pass and not separately, which had been an option with the DLCs of previous titles. Mm-hmm. Upon release, however, Black Ops 4 received positive reviews with particular praise towards its blackout mode. It is the biggest selling digital launch in Activision's history, wow, surpassing 2017's Call of Duty World War II. While physical launch sales for the game were the lowest in the series for a decade. So, literally, it's had more digitals, but less...
I think that's just the time now, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people do just buy them digitally.
I prefer digital. I don't have to switch discs.
I do, but I'm worried about the hard drive. And plus, if I want to get a new game, I've got, like, games I can trade in and get another one.
Yeah, well, PlayStation know I paid for that game, so they owe it to me.
Yeah, yeah, I know. But, like, when PlayStation 28 is out...
Yeah, they still know that I've played their game.
Yeah, but you won't be able to play it.
Well, if I can't play it, then I owe me my money back.
Yeah, then you owe me a PS4.
Yeah.
That's what worries me.
Knocking on the door.
Like, it's nice to look back at in the loft.
That's mine.
Almost those games, all my GameCube games are in there.
Yeah, yeah.
You won't be doing that, will you?
No, because I would have probably traded them in. Get 10 bag of weed, get me. That's a joke, actually.
I can't argue with that. No,
no. This children is why Doritos. You don't smoke drugs.
Oh, some fucking Doritos with that.
We can't even do that now. She's not trading digital shit,
Nah. But I could sell my PlayStation with all these digital games on it.
What, on your account?
I'm not going to, though.
No.
I don't even know why I mentioned it. Multiplayer.
I got deep.
Let's let you know about multiplayer.
You're going through some money troubles, my friend.
No, man. I just received, like, a bit of money. It's pretty good. I've just paid off, like, 300-odd quid on my credit card. I paid off Very. My Very account's paid off now.
Very.
That's another 100 quid. So, yeah, man. It's all good. Little painting job. So,
is that how you did it?
Yeah. That's literally how quick it goes.
Yeah, give me some money.
Let me talk about the multiplayer mode then. So Black Ops 4's multiplayer features the return of specialists, unique soldier characters with special abilities and traits. The game features a total of 10 specialists, six of which Ruin, Prophet, Battery, is it Seraph and Nomad Firebreak? I think that's all their names. Are returning characters from Black Ops 3.
If you didn't play it enough to correct you. So.
No, good. Sorry. I've got all the names right.
Yes, exactly. Yeah,
well, the other four, Recon, Ajax, Torque and Crash, are new additions. It will also feature remakes of five fan favourite maps, Jungle, Slums, Summit, Firing Range and Nuketown. Nice. Treyarch stated that the maps will be available to all players at launch except Nuketown, which will arrive in November. So the one map that everyone wants to play, I've got to wait. That's how much bigger cunts they are. They don't know what they're talking about. Like, if they knew what the fans wanted, they would have made sure Nuketown was out at release, because that's everyone's favourite map. It has been near enough. Well, not everyone's favourite, but the majority's favourite. There was another one as well.
It
was
like
a sandstorm thing. It was like an oil thing.
Another one, yeah.
Yeah, that was a really cool level.
Did you ever play the Nuketown on the Vita?
No.
It was a nuke house.
It was just a house.
It is one house with a little bit you could run around.
Oh,
and that's
Jesus
it.
Christ.
It was Call of Duty Black Ops?
I know the one you're talking
Declassified,
about.
Declassified, I think it's called. Yeah, it is terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, carry on.
I thought it might be. multiplayer has also been reworked with various changes for more tactical and teamwork gameplay. Automatic health regeneration is removed, as I said, in favour of a manual healing system, which each player having a health bar. Weapons
you heal each other?
I think so.
I imagine so. You probably give them medic packs.
Weapons are now given predictive recoil patterns and a mixed ballistic system using both hit scan and projectile damage is employed as opposed to just hit scans. Weapon customization is also emphasized, allowing for deeper personalization of players' arsenals.
I think you're going to say something else then.
No. Arsenals.
Deeper penetration.
Well, it does say deeper penetration of players' arsenals. That's great.
Just kids, are we?
Attachments are also given tiers, with tier 2 upgrades providing even bigger improvements to the weapons. Certain weapons also offer operator mods, which significantly change how a weapon works, while costing a significant portion of the 10 customization slots per class. In addition, the game includes specialist headquarters, a solo mode featuring skill-based tutorials that contain backstories on various specialists in the game. The missions are set within the same narrative world of the Black Ops campaigns between the events of Black Ops 2 and Black Ops 3. Then you've got zombies, Mm-hmm. Everyone liked zombies.
They were a bit mental in the last one, didn't they?
Yeah,
it was like theme parks, crazy, and yellow glowing eyes and all sorts of shit.
So yeah, Zombies Returns as the cooperative multiplayer mode for Black Ops 4. The game mode features a wider range of customization, allowing for more personalized play styles. Mechanics of the game can be customized via custom mutations, which will include over 100 variables, such as overall difficulty, zombie speed, health damage, and more. Time-limited events known as callings are also promised to be included in the game for long-term engagement. Similar to the Nazi zombie mode in Call of Duty World War II, custom loadouts are included to allow players to select different starting weapons, equipment, and special upgradable weapons, as well as perk selection to be available in each match. A new game type called Rush is introduced into Zombies, where the players build up points on multiplayers and compete against one another for the highest point possible until death. Black Ops 4 is also the first game to feature two distinctive separate storylines for zombies at launch. The game features three on-disc maps, which are Voyage of Despair, which takes place on the Titanic.
Yep.
Then you've got nine. I don't know how I got those numbers mixed up, but it's actually in Roman numerals. So I just looked at it and was like, no, four is one and a V. So nine, which takes place in an ancient Rome arena, and Blood of the Dead, a soft remake of the Black Ops 2 map, Mob of the Dead, taking place once more in Alcatraz. The former two maps form the new Chaos storyline and star a new cast of characters. You've got Scarlet. Shit, my daughter's in it. Stanton, Diego, and Bruno. See a catch grenade for you. While Blood of the Dead returns to the original Aether storyline established in the previous Black Ops games and stars the four original characters, Dempsey, Nikolai, Takeo, and Richtofen. I think his name is. Also known collectively as Primes, is it? Primes? Who gives a shit? A fourth map title, Classified, is included in the special editions of the game and the Black Ops Pass at launch. It's a remake of the Black Ops map 5, featuring the original incarnation of Primes, known as Ultimes, as the playable characters. If that makes any sense to any of you whatsoever.
Not really.
Blackout. So this is the Battle Royale. Have you seen much of the zombies? I watched a little bit on it earlier. Looked quite good, actually. Graphically, it looks really nice. Mm. And the zombies, again, they all want to just come and kill you. You can bash them in the face and shoot them. It looked like they were dying a lot easier, smashing them in the face. So I'm not sure if they take more damage from that now than that, previous games.
When there's loads of them, it's not possible to do that.
Yeah, but this one looked like they were still doing it later on. Or you would shoot them and then you'd do it, just to make sure their head popped off.
Mm.
So Blackout is the Battle Royale one mode, which will serve as a stand-in for the campaign mode. While utilising the traditional Black Ops combat style, the mode includes the largest map featured in a Call of Duty title. Players compete against each other through locations appeared in previous Black Ops games. The mode will also feature land, sea and air vehicles for players to use. The game mode features various playable characters from the entire Black Ops series, such as Alex Mason from the original game, Raul Mendez, from Black Ops 2, and the Primes crew from Zombies. In Blackout, up to 100 players, currently 80, who can choose to play as solo, duos, or quads. Sets of four.
That's four, yeah. Thanks, mate.
Not legs.
That's one, two, three.
In case you just thought it was legs.
Yeah, it's not. Well, that's John Quads.
Yeah. Okay. It's not Dennis Quang.
It's Dennis Quad. I'm a quadriplegic. Douglas Quaid.
Or maybe he's ringing a bell because it's Quadimojo. I can't think of it anymore.
No.
You can drop into the map via helicopters and must scavenge for loot to survive as the last person standing, while a circle collapses around and narrows the map's playable area, just like in Fortnite, H1Z1 or whatever it is, and PUBG, etc. In addition to regular weapons, players can equip health kits, armor, ammo types, attachments, as well as perk consumables. AI-controlled zombie enemies also spawn at zombie-themed locations, such as an asylum, lighthouse. Upon being killed, the zombies drop loot items, such as a ray gun or a symbol monkey.
What the fuck? Symbol monkey?
Yeah, you used to have it before.
Was that the little...
And it gets everyone to go in, and then it blows up.
Right.
Several vehicles, such as the ATV and a helicopter, are also available for traversal around the map. Similar to Fortnite, Battle Royale, and the main multiplayer, Black Ops features special modes that change the presence of the mechanics of physical items in the Black Ops world. Modes such as Close Quarters emphasise a faster and more aggressive playstyle through the exclusion of long-range weapons, while others like Fast Collapse, featuring a faster narrowing of the circle. When I had a little look at this one, though, the graphics didn't look great on this Battle Royale one. It looked like it was trying to do a similar style to Fortnite and have bright colours, and but not much texture at all.
Yeah.
Is that what you found? But the players sort of looked good.
Really, really oversaturated, like all the characters.
Yeah. But
they still looked kind of real. So somewhere between Fortnite and traditional is a bit weird.
Yeah, they've kind of mixed it up too much.
I suppose to have 8 to 100 people on a server, they were probably going to have to scale it back.
The people, zombies and that all looked like normal. But it was just everything else that just looked shit. The grass was one thing. It didn't look like there was grains of grass. It was just like there was loads sort of blades together. Yeah.
Real
off
Fortnite.
Just all green.
Just like Ashley, sir.
Just crap. Yeah.
That moves and stuff, isn't it? Like,
but it does look...
when it first came out,
that
was actually plain green.
Yeah.
And then, like, over the years, it looked, actually looks all right now.
But,
still looks like a cartoon, but, like...
Yeah. But, yeah, a little bit better. It does look fun, though.
Yeah.
From what I saw, it did look quite amusing if you had four of you playing and you like that sort of Battle Royale mode.
Yeah.
I'd probably get on the right. There's no building in it. So
I think that's
what would draw me to it, is that...
So you don't build, you just run in there and you have to go.
People build in Fortnite? I mean, I've seen people building towers like really high in that, but
everyone builds.
As soon as you start hearing gunshots, put a wall up, start protecting yourself. That's literally what you do.
And you've got to be able to build pretty quick as well. Like, these people just
bomb, wall bang.
Someone's come from behind and show you.
Yeah. So,
that's pretty much that. None of you watched any of it?
I watched it a bit on Twitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, so a lot of people had a pre-release anyway. So a lot of Twitch gamers, obviously, they're going to have it pre-release to kind of promote the game for trial anyway. So I've watched a fair bit of it. It's pretty cool. I mean, for me, I guess what the hook is for me, where I don't really play Call of Duty that heavily. I'm like been in and out of the series, really. Is that I like the Battle Royale aspect, but I didn't really like the building aspect in Fortnite. I kind of found that a bit off-putting. Like, if I'm going to be shooting someone, I don't really want to have to build a building. I don't want to play Minecraft with a gun.
Yeah.
I just kind of want to...
Unless you're actually playing Minecraft.
Or I just want to play something like where maybe there's team emphasis, like a Ghost Recon or like a... What's the game I'm thinking of? Guy always plays.
Overwatch?
No, Overwatch, yes. Something like that where there's a team emphasis.
Oh my gosh, I got a new outfit.
Or...
Because there's an event on the Halloween event, so they give you like a loot crate, and if you play games, they unlock like a new mode where you can do all co-op, and you have to do like a little story using certain characters, and you get through that, and you get a loot crate as well. But I had enough credits to just buy the outfit I want for Symmetra, so now it looks like a dragon. Sick.
And that's cool.
Carry on.
I like my sort of shooters like to just be to the point.
Yeah.
The only thing I worry about with it being Call of Duty is how much am I gonna have to pay to win? Like, if it's everything's just aesthetic and it's just a matter of it's all skill level, I'm in for it.
Yeah.
But I just know with the sort of sweaty people that play Call of Duty,
sweaty.
They're
fat fucks.
You just know they're sort of people that they're going to play that game. They're from the moment they wake up to the moment they go to sleep.
They've all played the beta at everything.
That's it.
Yeah.
You're going to be on that server and you are literally just going to be like dead.
Yeah.
I've already been reading on the Reddit today. So I've been reading on the Reddit whilst I've been at work, and people complain about like spawn kills. So people just wait in a group And obviously your character just respawns in the same place every time, so you're just waiting as you respawn, yeah. Bam, dead, right. Bam, dead.
Does it respawn on the Battle Royale then as well?
I believe so, yeah.
Oh, really? So you're not dead and you're dead? You die and you've got to wait till the end of the thing? Or
yeah, I thought when you got to shoot you were out.
It might be on the Battle Royale.
Well, it's on standard.
Yeah, it might just be on standard, but yeah, they're just saying.
They've got different modes, like I said, though.
So yeah, you've still got all the multiplayer and that. Mm-hmm.
But I do like the idea of a Call of Duty in a sort of Battle Royale.
Yeah, it looks cool. Alright. I'll give that a go. It's quite fun. Each thing has sort of like a background story with it. So with Blackout, the lore of Blackout could be pieced together using intel files unlocked from completing specialist tutorial missions. The story seems to take place within a simulated world, loosely based off the Black Ops saga's narrative. Savannah Mason is revealed to be running Project Blackout with a partner, which is Raoul, where they perform tests on human subjects. An epidemic involving the Nova 6 chemical gas is also implied. In this world, Frank Woods also keeps a check on his friend Alex Mason, who is labelled by Menendez as an archetype or something. Weird.
Mm-hmm.
With multiplayer is the year 2043. During a covert mission involving a mercenary group, Jessica Mason Green, a US Army specialist, is presumably killed while her two squad mates, Donnie Ruin Walsh and Erin Battery Baker, escape with critical injuries. 2 years later, Savannah Mason, a trillionaire, and Jessica's sister recruits 10 of the world's most elite soldiers, including Ruin and Battery, for a top secret project against an unknown threat. Savannah uses a combat immersion program with an AI taking the form of Sergeant Frank Woods to train the specialists in a prototype simulation. While taking a break from training, Ruin discusses with Battery about their survival 2 years prior, and he received a warning message from a mysterious individual. At some point, the individual contacts Ruin at his home, tipping him off to an ambush by mercenaries. Ruin survives the ordeal and arrives at a warehouse where he confronts the individual, revealed to be Jessica, who remained alive and went undercover. It is implied that Savannah intended to eliminate all the specialists she hired, and that she was somehow responsible for the botched mission in 2043.
Ooh.
And lastly, zombies. So it's a chaos story. Adventurer Scarlet Rhodes goes on a hunt for her estranged father, Alistair, and after hearing his involvement within the High Priest of Chaos, an ancient order hell-bent on the destruction of the world. So to do so, she enlists the help of three of Alistair's associates, former French Legionnaire soldier Bruno Delacroix, I hope that's right, Mexican spy Diego Nicali, and British chemist Stanton Shaw. The four board the Titanic in search of the Sentinel artifact, which is kept locked up. They successfully acquire it, but then encounter a member of the High Priest who activate the artifact, transforming the ship crew into zombies. Just as the ship crashes with an iceberg, believe it or not, the four band together in order to recover the Sentinel artifact and restore it. Now, as I was reading that, my image was the four band together, and then they just start playing like the violins.
Just literally go, lady.
Fuck, we give up. Sometime later, Scarlet and the gang are led to an ancient cave, where after inhaling a mysterious vapour, they are taken back in time to an ancient arena in Rome, where the High Priest of Chaos uses another Sentinel artifact to turn slaves into zombies and pit them against gladiators for entertainment. The crew is forced to fight for survival as they complete the challenges of the four gods, Danu, Ra, Zeus, and Odin. And that is absolutely everything I've got on Black Ops.
Nice.
Which is quite a bit. Hopefully one of us may play it and let the others know.
I'm thinking about it. But I'm still...
Backlog.
Yeah, that, and I'm just on the fence of spending. I just don't like spending over 40 quid on a game. Saying that, I've just spent over 60 quid.
Yeah,
if you get your fiver off, it's only 43 in Tesco's.
And the pre-order on Red Dead I've done, so...
I wish they'd done, because Asda were doing a thing with, if you spent over £50, you got something like £20 off. So people were just going in buying FIFA for 50 quid,
yeah,
and then buying like a pack of Haribo for a quid. So they're only paying 30 quid.
Nice.
Fucking FIFA.
That's all right.
Good.
That'd be a good deal. But
I saw some place, it was Sank Online, I saw a picture, and there was a place that were selling fish and chips with Call of Duty. Like, so they literally would deliver this fish and chips with COD. So it's COD with COD. COD and COD.
How about that idea?
COD.
That's actually chips.
Yeah, it's literally a COD and COD.
That's a good night in as well, to be fair.
Yeah.
COD and chips and
then can of Coke in there, mate. Man, how good is that? It turns up at lunchtime, you're like, fucking sweet. I'm hungry, I want to play this game.
Yeah.
But then you've got a greasy controller.
Fucked it. Or you could do like a
little chuck a little whip whip in there or something. A whip
whip. A whip whip.
You could do like a great Budweiser. And some buds of weed, like Bud and Bud.
Oh, yeah.
Who would like that?
That's
like a third drug reference so far.
If you're listening in America, it's not a problem. No, well, some parts of America, well, not all parts.
One of the things I was saying this obviously in the chat that people have complained about with, I don't know if it's Battle Royale mode, is that you can go into a third person view a bit like Fortnite.
Yeah.
So people in a third person view have an advantage because they can peer around corners.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
You can see a lot more.
Yeah,
that's the whole screen. Yeah.
Whereas for people with first person, all you've got is your field of vision. So
yeah.
I think that's caused some problems.
Is that like to suit your play style, or like can you choose between the two?
Yeah, right. But I guess it's just again another sort of trying to be like Fortnite.
Yeah.
I think I guess what will be the sort of major thing of it is if this is successful, and it's probably like, you know, the most successful Call of Duty they've ever done. What does Battlefield then do? Does Battlefield follow suit to keep up, or does it stick with being
first
person?
I hope it doesn't. I hope it does a campaign mode.
But then a Battle Royale with Battlefield would be pretty unreal, especially because you can collapse buildings and etc. Yeah. Helicopters can be flying over the map.
It would be pretty fucking sweet.
It could probably do it a lot better than COD could.
Yeah,
they're bigger maps and stuff anyway, don't they? Like big detailed maps.
Tanks everywhere. Yeah.
They could literally do it.
It'd be like having a chopper, they'd be like, oh, get on the side of the chopper, and he could just be shooting with a minigun out the side of the chopper.
Mm-hmm. He's just standing there with his dick out and I'm going to the side of it. Can I come up yet?
No, grab my chopper.
Oh, shit.
It would be insane for a Battlefield to be a Battle Royale.
Yeah. Mm. So, have you got anything news, Paddy?
Not really.
Cool.
Just going to wrap up maybe a few Call of Duty trivia-y, facts-y things.
Good, then.
Yeah. So, Modern Warfare 3.
Yeah.
It's the fastest selling game of all time.
Wow.
Did you know that?
No.
Sold over 8.8 million copies in its first month, breaking all records.
I don't know. Surprise. I Modern Warfare 3.
It's not even that good. 2 was a good one, and I think everyone played 2.
1 and 2 were great.
That was the reason 3. For it.
Yeah.
And 2 was great.
Yeah, I mean, it had some pretty good levels and stuff in it, but again, 5-hour campaign, didn't play it online.
Yeah, always sure. Wasn't it?
Ghost was a bit...
Yeah, I like the aliens.
I like the dog in Ghost, that was good.
Yeah. I just like the alien bits, the waves of... What was it called?
Oh, that planet thing.
I really
stupid.
Enjoyed that.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I thought at really the cool. beginning of it, you were just shooting people in space. Just floating along.
Yeah.
Also, Call of Duty has been played for over 25 billion hours.
Fucking we're sad species, are we?
So
anyway, I need to get back to Mark.
Yeah, so back to back, that works out at 2.85 million years of playtime.
Jesus
Christ.
Which
is fucking mental.
Like, mad.
You know, longer than human race has been around.
You know, people in the future,
pretty much
thousands of years in the future, are going to look back on this like, oh, people used to play these little games.
Yeah.
What a waste of a species.
Well, I live in the game. Isn't Ed Rydmore?
And they're not even speaking out their mouths either. No,
it'd just be like a thing like like Zoidberg.
Yeah, oh shit.
Nice. And then lastly, 100 million people will play Call of Duty as well, which is more than most countries.
The originals, you probably run on a calculator now, so.
Yeah, true, yeah. But yeah, that's a massive population.
Also, did you enjoy the goal I scored on FIFA 19?
I did enjoy
it. What a great goal that was.
That was a really good goal.
But I ran down the wing, I'd done a cross, and then like Ronaldo was in the box, and he literally was facing away from it, so he just sort of goes to do a bicycle kick, but it was like a bicycle roundhouse kick type thing. He just smashes the ball, goes past the goalie, straight in.
Shall I watch it? Not right now.
I don't know where I've done it. I posted it up in the group somewhere.
You did, yeah.
I think it's on WhatsApp.
But thanks for watching.
Well, I saw it was football. Just
like to know when I post stuff against Red.
Yeah.
And watched. But anyway, that's the end of today's show.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. If you want to contact us, which I doubt you will, but if you do want to, it's 4padpodcast@gmail.com. And
you're just going to put your hair in a bun then?
Yeah, I was going to.
Fucking hell, man.
Man bun?
But yeah, where you can find us on iTunes, soon to be Spotify, hopefully. Yeah.
Should be soon, yeah.
Excellent. And all the other podcast players out there.
Yeah, but, I think we're pretty much on all of them again now.
Cool.
Yeah.
Tune in next week. We'll be talking about...
probably Assassin's Creed.
Assassin's Creed Odyssey is most likely.
Yeah.
And then it'll be Red Dead Redemption the following week.
Yeah.
Because we'll all have it. I'll be playing it from this week, though.
Hopefully.
Friday. I've got a day off and everything. Nice. So, yeah. Enjoy gaming and catch players. Bye. Yeah, bye. Yeah.